Welcome to the Dark Star Adventure Cast, where the stars are cold, the void is endless, and dangers lurk in every shadow. Out here, trust is a gamble, and survival is never guaranteed. On tonight's Adventure Cast...
So I'm gonna just shove my hand into that goo mold as fast as I can.
They're all gonna be horse-sized in a turn.
Idiot's bittiest serving of baby murder that I could serve up, hot and fresh.
I'm glad everybody else had fun. Oh God, this burns.
So sit back and enjoy. This is the Dark Star Adventure Cast. Previously on the Dark Star Adventure Cast, the crew ventured into the sector's first powered alien facility. There, they discovered a pool of nanofluid and an interface for Voss to connect to. After Felix jumped into the pool, completely unconcerned about its effects on his body, and with Voss already hooked into the interface, the two found themselves deep in a virtual ocean where they could communicate instantly and share their knowledge and memories. Using the odd, otherworldly controls of the goo pool, the pair discover how to open a new door that goes deeper into the exosite. Once Felix climbs out of that goo pool, the crew find a long room filled with vats of goo, a tiny calcified beak settled at the bottom of each. We now join the crew as they carefully enter this new room. As you move down this hallway, Haley, with your incredibly good hearing, you hear a new noise start up, a mechanical whirring from somewhere off to your right and slightly ahead of you, somewhere within these, like, three rows of vats to your right, there's a mechanical whirring noise.
If I stop, does the rest of the group hear it? Or is it just me? Or do I get to support? Do you guys hear that?
Hear what?
Everyone else, go ahead and roll a notice wisdom.
I don't think we are alone in here.
You guys all stop and strain your ears. You turn your ears towards where Haley said there was a noise. Felix, you hear... very faintly, a kind of clicking, mechanical whirring noise like a CPU fan, kind of running on overdrive. Thorn, with a 5, you hear nothing. Doja, with a 5, you hear nothing. But Vera says, oh yeah, I do hear that. What is that?
Yeah, what? It sounds like some kind of computer. I don't know. It's very faint. Haley, do you think we can track that down?
Yep, I'll go check it out.
Someone's got to be power in this place, right? Maybe it's some kind of power room.
Yeah.
Nothing here has indicated there's any moving parts that power this stuff, Thorn, so I'm not sure, but yeah.
So Haley, you're going to check this out alone?
It's at my 2:00. There's a whirring noise there.
Correct, yes.
I'll go with her.
So, thank you, Felix. I appreciate this intrepid explorer side of you. Let's go.
Let's not split the party.
Okay, so you're all moving in?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Team.
Team scapegoat.
You guys all move out of the main pathway to the slightly more narrow pathways between the vats. And that's when you see it. A mechanical being of sorts. It's a small, 8-legged creature with a sharp beak on the front that resembles a cross between a squid and a crab. Atop its diamond-shaped brow is 3 barrels, each glowing with a faint red light. You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? Everyone roll initiative!
Oh no!
Not a turret thingy!
You know, for a second there, yeah, I kind of did.
Boop, rolled an 8!
Don't forget to get Froggy and Vera on there. They got to fight too.
They don't have any weapons.
Too bad.
Too bad. Okay. So you're essentially amongst this field of vats. They aren't necessarily in orderly rows, so you can partially see the Annihilation Bot behind one of the vats in front of you, and then you just have rows of vats on either side of you. For anyone to get a clear shot, you're probably going to have to shift. There's plenty of movement and actions to be able to do that sort of thing, though. So just describe to me, like, if you're trying to hide behind a vat or shoot around a vat or anything like that. What we are calling the Annihilation Bot, the 8-legged squid crab bot, is ahead of you. It sees you with its 3 red eyes, assuming that those are eyes, and it immediately makes a threatening maneuver, rushing towards you, the 3 red eyes powering up with a loud wow, as if it's getting ready to fire at you. Haley, you are first in the initiative order. What would you like to do against the Annihilation Bot?
See, I'm gonna step a little bit to the right so I can get a straight shot at it, so I can ping it with my laser rifle.
So you're not punching the robot?
I am not running up to it yet.
Yet. Always leave room for growth.
So this thing is small, so it's only like 4 feet long. It has 8 legs, and it has pinchers on the front, and it has these 3 glowing red eyes.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit it with my laser rifle before I hit it with my fists.
Okay.
That's like a lot of stuff coming off of it. I do have some self-preservation instincts. Does an 18 hit?
An 18 does hit.
Ooh, yep, yeah, that's right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Max damage.
Damn!
12 damage.
Nice.
Wow.
Annihilated bot.
Okay, you hit it for 12 points of damage. So you shoot the Annihilation Bot with your laser rifle. One incredibly well-placed shot with an 18 hit and 12 damage. Boom! And you blast off one of its 8 tentacles, and it kind of crumples to the ground momentarily before it perkily-jerkily gets back to its feet and continues its manic charge towards you.
Towards me?
Yeah, it feels no pain. It only knows kill. It is Annihilation Bot.
Why would this be in a hospital?
It's a hospital where no one's supposed to leave.
Yeah, if you get out of your vat, you get annihilated. I think that was pretty clear.
Yeah, this is an Annihilation Vat inclusive bot.
Awesome.
Okay, that's the end of Haley's turn. So Annihilation Bot's turn. Oh, it skitters and scampers towards Haley, closing the distance by half. So it's only like 5 yards away from you now.
Mm-hmm.
Those 3 red eyes power up and it shoots. Those weren't eyes. They were laser beams. Prepare to taste laser. Does a 13 hit you?
Nope.
Oh, the laser bolt scores your armor as it ricochets off and hits against a vat, cracking it slightly.
What?
Oh, no.
See, it would have been better if you just got hit. Everyone, quick, dive into the laser beams.
Would it? I don't, sure.
Robert Ross.
Well, I seem to have a... do I have a line of sight on the Annihilation Bot?
You do. It has moved around one of the vats, and it is now in clear view of you.
Okay, because I think I'm going to take a shot at it, and then... dive behind cook. So let's go give it the old combat rifle pew pew. Shooting looks. That would be a 24 to hit for 11 damage.
Oh, hell yeah. Yes. Oh, you hit this thing so easily, man. Boom!
Oh my god, that's
you
crazy.
You blast off another one of its legs with your projectile weapon. So now it's been hit by a laser weapon and a projectile weapon. 2 of its legs, boom, have been blasted off, and you deal a supposed 11 points of damage, though you feel like maybe you didn't do 11 points of damage.
I take my shot. I try to survey the damage as much as possible. Not quite getting why my laser isn't going through as I expected. And then dive to the left side that behind as much as possible to try to take cover.
Okay, Thorn. Robert has... You see a bullet rocket pass and hit the Annihilation Bot, and you turn around to congratulate Robert, but he has disappeared. And then you see him crouching behind a vat. What would you like to do?
I am going to also dive and take cover behind a vat.
It's a trend.
I'm going to, I think, just try to get prone next to one of the vats, but maybe on my way over there, try to just take out my pistol and blast some lasers in that bot's direction. So I'll use my main action to shoot him with my... I don't think I still have this laser rifle that I was borrowing. Ooh, does a 13 hit? Probably not.
A 13 does not hit.
Yeah, so I fire some lasers off in its direction, but this isn't exactly my forte. And when I find a nice, comfy vat, I make myself prone behind it so that I've got cover and I'm laying low.
The lasers strike into the vat that's directly next to it, dealing 6 points of damage to the vat. And destroying the vat.
On Thorn. Sorry, Felix.
The goo flows out over the Annihilation Bot, covering it, and sparks erupt from its chassis. Take that as you will.
I'm going to duck behind the vat that's closest to me And using my tripod, I'm going to just quickly scan for any signals that indicate like if this thing might be controlled or like if it has any kind of signals coming off of it, just wirelessly.
Yes. So the electrical interference is back down to 30% now that you've left the last room. And from the extreme east side of this room, which is all the way forward down that main hallway, there's something that's sending out a very strong signal that seems to be received by this annihilation bot.
Okay.
About 30 yards away from you.
All right. So what I want to do, you know, Felix has a host of pre-programmed kind of hacks on his system. So I want to try to sabotage this system, the signaling system. It's normally a DC 10, but I think because this is rushed and I'm executing this, you know, kind of pre-programmed thing without modifying it, it's probably got a +2 modifier. So I think it'll be a DC 12 to try this.
Okay. And I am going to add a +1 to that because it's an alien system. But other than that, I think that you're good to try it.
All right. Well, let's see if I can get a 13. Actually, I think I need to get a 14, don't I?
Sabotage is a 10, +2 for rush, +1 for alien system.
Yeah, okay. Well, that did not succeed with a 6, but I'm going to use my class as an expert to roll that again. Let's try that one more time, shall we? 14.
Oh my god, he did it. Okay, wow, great roll. So you activate your pre-programmed script against this alien signal that's controlling the annihilation bot, and you sabotage the signal that's coming from some sort of like base station that's telling it what to do. On its next turn, it will have a -2 to effectively hit someone.
Nice. Okay. And yeah, that's the end of my turn.
Okay, nice. Wow. Haley.
Haley.
Ah.
Always have Scott say that.
Haley.
Nice.
I'm gonna try shooting it with my pistol again, or my laser rifle again.
Okay. You guys are too good for this guy.
We'll see.
We'll see.
He's all wet now, so maybe it'll electrocute him.
Does a 19 hit?
Oh yeah, 19 hits. You blow off another one its legs. 19 hits, 7 points of damage. Another leg flies off. You guys are feeling pretty good right now. Oh, it's the Annihilation Bot's turn. So the three legs that you blew off turn into three more Annihilation Bots.
What?
Oh, great. That's, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it's just what I wanted to have happen.
Nanofluid flows out of the three individual legs and form into full Annihilation Bots that are much smaller, much smaller.
That's not better. That feels worse.
Yeah, they're like half the size. And then the Annihilation Bot that was attacking you before continues to try to attack you. The other three are growing during this turn, so they do not attack.
Growing?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a starfish situation.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized annihilation bot or four annihilation?
They're all going to be horse-sized in a turn.
Exactly. That's why we murdered babies around here.
Yes.
Wait.
The one annihilation bot that can actually attack shoots Haley. Maybe? Let's find out. Oh, yeah.
I am going to use my warrior skill to make that miss.
Okay. Well, that's good because an 18 hit you and 12 points of damage would probably...
I would be down.
You'd be down.
Yeah.
So that's the end of his turn. Robert Ross, hiding behind the furthest vat away that he could find. What would you like to do?
I am going to step out of my cover to... put me to try to angle myself so that I can only see one of the babies and not all of the babies / annihilation bot. I don't know if I could really realistically do that. So I'll take a step out of cover and start murdering baby tentacle creatures.
Okay, so you're shooting one of the baby tentacles as it's forming.
Damn right. Damn right.
Everybody got grenades?
I wish, dude.
So that's going to be an 18 to hit with 6 damage to a little itty-bitty baby tentacle creature. I give it a little bit of that pew-pew.
Your old-world mechanical gunpowder bullet screeches towards this little baby annihilation bot. He's just a baby. He's not even fully formed yet. And you just abort him off of this planet. Oh. He is dead.
Jesus.
Jesus. I mean, for now, let's see if he comes back next turn.
But you blow him to bits. Like, you hit him right in the middle of his body. None of his legs fly off. He just falls down, and it's now an aborted baby tentacle.
Wait, maybe we just stop shooting the annihilation bots' tentacles, guys. Like,
listen, I'm going to spray lasers at this thing, and wherever it gets hit, it gets hit. That's all I got for you.
That's fair. But as I end my turn, I scream, baby murder!
Thorn!
Oh, hey, that's me. Okay. Well, I think that I'm going to move up to the next closest vat and stay behind and then just peer out and try and blast one of the little spawners while it's formulating. Does the big one look like it's... how many legs does it have left? It had 8, so 5?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to shoot its legs off. That seems counterintuitive, or counterproductive, I should say.
It seems like no matter where you hit it, a leg flies off.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So I was kind of thinking that it looked like the goo had an adverse effect on it, and I was going to kind of like go from vat to vat, getting closer and closer behind it to try and just maybe, I don't know, sabotage or knock over a vat and short it out or crush it or whatever these do. But while I make my way there, I am going to keep shooting. So I'm going to go between a couple vats while firing some lasers, and I'll shoot them at the little guy, I think, just to keep the number of combatants low.
Sure.
Come on, Thorn, you can do it.
I mean, I say that, but I'm just going to miss.
I believe in you. Oh, no,
well,
I don't
believe
in
somebody else.
Okay, a 5 is going to miss all of the babies.
But I would have done 1 damage if I had hit.
1 whole damage.
That might kill the babies. You don't know. Babies are fragile. Felix Champlin.
Okay, I am going to run as fast as my little robot legs will take me towards where the signal was coming from.
Okay, Assistant GM, how far can you move in one round?
You can move 10 meters.
I said Assistant GM!
10 meters.
You can move 10 meters with a move action. You can take run as your standard action, so you can move 20 meters if that's all you do.
Okay, so you take the run action, which means you can move 20 meters, which brings you up to a hole at the end of this alleyway in the middle. On the wall next to the hole, you see a gelatin mold.
Okay, that's all I can do. I can't do anything with this turn.
Okay, Haley! Haley!
Yeah! Trying to wonder if it's, like, worth it to try and shoot at these things.
We know at least the little ones. Robert seemed to take out one of the little ones.
Yeah.
But the big one is the bigger threat.
Yeah, I'll shoot the big one.
We don't know if the little ones are just going to be the biggest threat immediately.
I'm going to try shooting at them again, and then moving a little bit after I shoot to duck behind a vat. But then the stuff in the vat might land on me, which could also be a problem.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
You're okay, all right, yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yep. All right, I'm going to shoot with my laser rifle. Does a 15 hit?
15 misses.
Oh, God.
No.
Wait, are you shooting the big one or the little ones?
Well, now that you've asked.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. You were shooting the big one and you missed.
I was shooting the big one and I missed, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you shoot the big one and you miss.
No.
And you've already used your reroll for the scene, so now yep. It's the Annihilation Bot turn.
Are you looking for a podcast that is the perfect blend of paranormal and pop culture?
Starting off with spooky stuff where we talk cryptids and ghosts.
And then we have our pop culture section where we sometimes have celebrity guests.
Whoa.
Yeah, do you want more?
Boy, howdy.
There's always genre news and all kinds of celebrity deaths. All kinds of it. If you're a celebrity and you die, we're going to talk about it.
I actually was hoping for UFOs.
Well, bet your ass we got that too at the end.
Earthling Entertainment. New episodes every Thursday.
Make sure to check us out anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, real quick. If you're enjoying the show and you want to stay 2 weeks ahead of the story, the Patreon is how you do it. $5 a month gets you every episode, every Star Master log, and every SWN rules breakdown with Brian, all before they hit the public feed. The Star Master logs especially. That's where I get into what was actually planned versus what happened in the episodes, the scenes I improvised on the spot, and what the players did that I didn't see coming. It's a behind-the-screen version of everything you are hearing right now, and if that sounds like your sort of thing, head on over to patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast, because the next episode is already out. You shoot, you miss, you step behind a vat, just as the big Annihilation Bot opens fire on you.
Oh my god.
So because you're behind full cover, the Annihilation Bot has a -4 to hit.
Okay. Oh, thank gosh.
8.
It does not hit.
8 does not hit. Of course it doesn't hit.
Ew.
These two little annihilation bots are also ready to go.
What?
So they are now going to attack. First one moves so that it can see Thorn partially behind a vat. It rolls at a -2 for partial cover.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That hits me.
Oh, Jesus.
A 19 hits you for 3 points of damage, Thorn. The smaller, less damaging pistol of a baby annihilation bot lances through the air and strikes you in the shoulder, bringing you to a knee.
Everybody hears Thorn call out in pain as the laser scorches his flesh, but then you hear, I'm all right. I'm all right. It's fine.
Typical Thorn.
Typical Thorn. The second baby annihilation bot steps out into the main thoroughfare so that it can see Robert Ross a little bit of a distance away, but still well within range, and shoots its low-powered pistol all the way at him. Looks like he's not in cover at all, so I'm not going to give a minus to this annihilation bot at all.
I'm not. I'd step out.
Oh, I rolled a 3. Ah, annihilation bot misses wide, shooting the vat next to you and cracking it, but it does not break.
Oh, Jesus. This is how I got the alien herb.
It's the least fun way you can get it.
Vat goo. Speaking of vat goo, Robert, your turn.
Don't call him by his nickname. Only we can call him. Only we can call him that.
That's his Christian name, Vat Goo.
Robert Vat Goo Ross.
That is his perfect nickname.
It really is kind of perfect.
Is going to continue playing Baby Murder Cleanup Crew. I'm going to take a shot at the closest baby, and then I'm going to scoot behind cover, trying to very specifically avoid getting the old alien clap.
Okay. So just so everyone, just to, you know, paint the picture for everyone. Currently in front of you, there is the original annihilation bot, still alive. There are two babies. One is in partial to full cover behind a vat, depending on where you're standing. And the other one is right out in the open. Right now, Robert Ross is shooting at the one that's out in the open. And oh my God, with a 27 and 12 points of damage, I take back what I just said. That baby annihilation bot is not out in the open. It is not in existence anymore.
The little bittiest serving of baby murder that I could serve up, hot and fresh. And then I run behind a vat.
Jesus. I was going to ask you for a catchphrase, but you already had one locked and loaded. And I regret wanting one. Thorn, your turn.
Okay. Where are Vera and Froggy? Are they staying safe at least?
Vera and Froggy are like, so Robert's in the very back. Robert's like 5 yards behind you, behind some vats.
Yeah.
Another like 5 or 10 yards behind them are the retreated Froggy and Vera hiding. Dr. Voss is an orb form, of course, hiding on Felix's body.
There she is.
All right, so the little baby annihilation bop that just scuttled over here and put this laser burn in me, I can kind of see it behind a nearby vat. So I just kind of position myself a little bit so that I can get it in full view. And then once I can clearly see it, I'm going to try to put some lasers in it and then try to get back into my cover.
Okay. It tries to scurry behind the vat as you're shooting at it. But
no, you don't.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, no. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I got a 4.
Yes, okay. A 4 misses.
I didn't need to shoot anybody anyway. And then I try to get back behind my vat. I'm trying not to let the big one see me. That's my bigger concern. So if the little one can still kind of see me, that's okay as long as I'm completely obscured from the big one.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you moved out initially, you kept the big one behind a vat. The little one is a straight shot. Unfortunately, you missed.
It is unfortunate.
But you might be okay because Felix, it's your turn, and Felix is just a few yards away from that little one. But also, you're just right next to a gelatin moat. I don't know if we're going to keep calling them that, but you're next to a goo mold on the wall. So what would you like to do?
What I want to do is try to shut these bots down. So you can describe for me a bit more what I'm looking at here.
Yeah, so you're like 5 yards away from one of the baby annihilation bots. You are at the end of the main thoroughfare between these like rows and rows of vats. It leads up to that hole in the floor that Haley noted earlier. The hole isn't like an impression or an indentation, like something you'd put Dr. Voss into. It's straight up like a 6-foot wide hole and it looks like it's a tube, like a big pneumatic tube. And when you look down into it, you note that all around the rim of the tube is goo, as if the entire tube used to be full of goo, but it's not anymore. Looking down into the tube, you can't see the bottom of it because it's all dark down there. On the wall next to the tube is a goo mold, a jello mold.
All right. Well, I got to shut these guys down if I can. So I'm going to just shove my hand into that goo mold as fast as I can.
You shove your hand into the goo mold, and I need you to roll programming wisdom.
It's my favorite roll this session. And I don't get a reroll because I've already used my reroll.
Better roll good.
Six.
Six? That's the minimum. That's what you need. So you feel like you could do a lot more with a better roll, but you're rushed and you're not sure exactly what you're doing. But when your fingers go into this goo mold and you feel the tiny little hammocks crater each of your fingers and you move them around a little bit, you realize that if you had done better, you'd be able to control these annihilation bots. Instead, you are able to just barely get control of one baby annihilation bot. And it's the one that you can see clearly, the one that's currently taking aim at Thorn. So on your next turn, on its next turn, it will follow your orders.
Oh, that's exciting.
Haley!
So are there any of the little annihilation bots, like, specifically seem to be targeting Felix?
There is an annihilation bot just a few yards away from Felix, but it seems to be focusing on Thorn.
It looks like I do have a straight shot to the one that's, like, nearest to Felix that is focusing on Thorn, so I am going to take a shot with my pulse, or my laser rifle, not a pulse rifle. That sucked. That was bad.
Oh, you rolled a critical miss. The laser bolt streaks past the baby. Felix, you notice that Haley almost just destroyed the annihilation bot that you just took control of.
I'm like, Haley, I've got this one!
Haley! I'm just trying!
It is now the annihilation bot turn. It doesn't really matter what order they go in, usually, but it matters right now, so I'm going to roll randomly. I'm going to roll 1d2, and if I roll a 1, then Felix's baby annihilation bot gets to go first. Ah, I rolled a 2. Okay, the big annihilation bot gets to go first. It doesn't have a clear shot on anyone, so it's actually going to move and shoot Haley with partial cover. So it's at a -2. So it's kind of looking around across all the vats. It can kind of see Felix. It can kind of see Thorn. It can kind of see Robert. Haley's closest, and Haley did the most damage so far to it. So it moves a little bit to get Haley into view and shoots around the vat as best it can at a -2. And critical miss. This thing sucks. God damn it. When am I ever going to get to kill one of you suckers? And I guess, Felix, it's time for baby annihilation bot. What overpowered thing are you going to do now?
what are its capabilities?
You're actually not sure.
Okay.
You feel like you can control its limbs individually, depending on how you move your hands. But there's also sort of a catch on the middle finger where you can fire its lasers.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I'll move it up. I'll move to, like, very close behind the big annihilation bot, like a couple of, like, a few meters or so, like, pretty close behind it, and just open fire on it.
You skitter up behind the larger of the two annihilation bots. There's only two left, you and him. You skitter up just a couple yards behind him, and you power on your lasers, and then you twitch your middle finger in a vulgar way. Unnecessarily vulgar, in my opinion. And you roll.
A 12. Which I do not believe hits.
A 12 misses it, but the bigger annihilation bot swings around and begins to target the smaller one. Robert Ross, the two annihilation bots, against all reason and logic, appear to be fighting each other now. What would you like to do?
Pop out of cover, moving towards the annihilation bot, and take a shot in the back, not at the baby, but at the big boy. And unfortunately, I only roll a 9.
Ooh, another miss.
But this is my first miss of the scene. And so I will use my warrior's skill to shoot it in the face.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I love it. Okay, so that's a hit. How much damage?
For 12 points of damage.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah, 12 damage. courses through this Annihilation bot's already extremely battered frame, and that is going to finish whatever a robot calls a life here in the Viridian Expanse.
Yeah.
And it crumbles to the ground.
End process tree.
Deactivated. Sudo hyphen RM Annihilation bot. Felix, you are still in control of this baby Annihilation bot.
I'm kind of nervous to, like, take my hand out because I think it might just start going crazy again. Do I feel like I can shut it down?
No. You did not roll well enough for that.
Can I, like, crush it to death? No,
I know somebody who's real good at crushing it to death.
All right, yo, I've got control of this guy, but I can't shut it down, so I'll just hold it here and you just decommission it, okay?
Can do. All right, you two, concentrate your fire on the little guy.
Everybody's just scorched earth. The little guy, it's too much firepower.
Yeah, Haley and Robert move up and just destroy in a hail of laser and bullets. Just mow it down, put a few more in the big guy for good measure, make sure all of the little ones are definitely gone. And finally, it's safe, it's quiet for about 5 seconds. And then Froggy says, "Guys, that was so cool." And Vera says, "You were right. They really are explorers. That was really cool. I'm really happy you guys came.
I'm glad everybody else had fun. Oh, God, this burns."
Vera runs up and says, "Oh, my God, you're hurt."
"Yeah, are you two okay over there?" I call out to Haley and Robert because I wasn't sure if anyone else took any shots.
"Hey, okay."
"Yeah, Thorn, how big's that hole up in you?"
"It's just a burn. I'm good. I think I have something for this, actually. And I actually think I do."
Whatever it is, Vera puts out her hand for it.
"Are you sure you don't want a greasy rag that I pull out of my afro?"
I've got this pre-tech cosmetic, which can heal me for a little bit at the cost of some strain.
So you pull out your pre-tech cosmetic. So just to be clear, because you guys don't have like a lot of other healing, Thorn is choosing to use one of the pre-tech cosmetics that he got off of the Void Cultist ship. After you guys killed all the Void Cultists at the truck stop, you went onto their ship and you, like, got a bunch of loot. So they had those three pre-tech cosmetics, right? I don't know who has the other two, but you want to use one of them right now.
Yeah, I have two of them, so somebody else maybe has one, or maybe we all have one, but I'll use one of them unless anybody has a strong reason I shouldn't.
No, nobody stops you.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about the pre-tech cosmetics is that they're instant, and you lost 3 hit points, so... And you guys are trapped in here. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea. So why don't you go ahead and roll 1d6 for instant healing. But, of course, pre-tech cosmetics weren't used for healing back in the day. It's instant cosmetic surgery. And a bunch of different things could happen. So I have a random table. Ooh. And I need you to roll 1d12 to randomly decide what cosmetic surgery you just got.
12. That's going to be either really good or really bad.
They're all good. They're things that people would pay for.
Okay.
Your unkempt nails,
rude,
both feet and hand, are immediately trimmed and polished and painted. Mani-pedi all the way.
Hell yeah.
So essentially what happens is all of your nails grow very quickly and fall out because they're being pushed out by another set of nails that are painted black with little gold stars on them. And they go out a quarter inch from your fingers and your toes. And you have these beautiful mani-pedi nails now. And they will last for 6 months.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful.
And your nails will not grow for 6 months. And then all of a sudden, they will fall out because your new nails will grow in within a week.
I love the body horror aspect of this too. That Thor is just, he injects himself with this and then he stands there while his nails just fall off of his body.
At first, I'm horrified, but then I'm like, oh, wow, this is lovely, actually.
So you guys are in this giant vat room, and there's that giant hole there. So I'm assuming you're going to take a look down that hole, Felix, since you're right there.
Yeah, but before that, because I already looked down there and didn't see anything, I am going to go over to the remains of the Annihilation bot and see if there's anything I think that's worth salvaging that I take back to examine later on the ship.
Yes, so... The big bot is very heavy.
Yep.
The little bots you can pick up, but you wouldn't want to bring with you right now. If you wanted to try to like tear them apart, basically examining them briefly, they're not made of metal. They're made of ferrofluid, you know, that nanofluid, just like the thing, the goo, just like the walls. So it's like this hardened coral. But there are pieces of it that aren't hardened coral. The laser array that's built into it seems to have the same sort of strength when you measure it with your tripod as a laser rifle on the big one and a laser pistol on the smaller ones. You're unsure if you can really remove the mechanism, but if you could take one of these back to your ship and do robotic surgery on it, you might be able to remove some of the alien tech and examine it more closely.
Okay.
But it'd be difficult to carry them if you're going to continue deeper in, since you don't particularly have a way out right now.
Mm. Can I make Froggy carry one of the little ones?
Yeah. I mean, you can try to make Froggy do anything.
Yeah. Hey, Froggy, Vera.
Yeah?
Listen, could you... all
What's
the,
up, Felix?
You know, all the sense of science and of research and of making money. Can one of you take one of these little ones and just carry it with you? And maybe alternate back and forth if it gets too heavy?
Froggy goes over and picks it up and he's like, yeah.
Cool.
I mean, it's a little heavy.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, but you're a big, strong boy.
Vera comes over and helps him put it into her backpack. And they dump out the contents of the backpack and they like spread the items out amongst everyone in the party. It's like flares and a flashlight and some extra rope and, you know, just regular like exploration equipment and, you know, her walkie-talkie and stuff like that. So she slings it on her back and she says, I got it. I'll go first. It's probably like 40 pounds.
Thanks, Vera.
Oh, I'm going to sell this thing.
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out because I have some things I want to do to it.
We'll see if I sell it, and I will. I'm going to sell this. I'm going to save the company.
Well, let's get out of here first.
I'm going to sell it and save the company, Felix.
I look down the hole.
You know, we're taking a big chunk of that cut, right? Don't forget who explored.
No one's going to get a cut of me selling this, but the owner is going to make sure everyone gets paid, yes, once we save the company, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
You guys are like, we're going to kill her and take this thing.
I never said that.
It's like when you guys were killing all those quote-unquote bad guys in One Piece.
What do you mean, quote-unquote? Wait.
They were bad. They were like the guardians of the work.
And then at some point, Felix is like, wait. Well, I guess Scott. Scott's like, wait. We never asked, are these actually like guardians of the work or are they just people? You guys have killed like three of them.
Yeah, that did happen.
I don't like Vera very much, so we'll see what happens. There's lots of things that could befall her down here.
Okay, interesting. You don't like people very much.
No, that's true. I like my people. She's not one of my people.
Also, I have a very authoritative presence, so NPCs
that's
tend
true.
To just listen to me.
I mean, that's true. That is true. You're extremely charismatic. Anyways, you look down the hole.
Yep. I light one of my flares to see better.
You drop it down the hole?
Yeah, drop it down the hole.
The flare goes down 30 feet and hits bottom. This vertical tube is like 6 feet in diameter, and the insides of it is covered with goo as if the entire thing used to actually be filled to the brim with goo. But as the flare drops down, you can see there's a massive crack down the side of it. So the goo has obviously leaked out over time. Down at the bottom, there's a hole that leads out to a whole nother floor below the one that you're on. A cold draft rushes up the tube, along with the smell of fresh air, promising that there may be some sort of exit down there on the subfloor.
Well, I think we might have a way out, but we have to go deeper.
And with that, we'll have to stop there. But you hit a story beat tonight. You discovered something about this alien civilization. You helped Froggy on his quest to reconnect with his childhood friend. And I think it's time that you all level up.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that I love those words.
Whoa.
That's the best.
Between this session and the next, please bring yourself from level 2 to level 3.
Give it a hit point.
I love it.
Huzzah. Well, that's it for today's episode. Big shout out to Stephanie, who plays Haley, Brian, who plays Thorn, Doja, who plays Robert, and of course, Scott, who plays Felix. Special thanks to my wife, Casey, who redid all of our logos just recently. You may be noticing that the logos look pretty freaking awesome in your feed now, so we all have her to thank for that. And if you follow us on social media, you may have noticed that we have real-life professional art now. Check out our Blue Sky feed or on Patreon if you want to see all of the cool new art that we've had illustrated from an awesome artist named Bento Cristiano Zacharias. He is an incredibly talented artist that we are very lucky to have been able to contract, So check out the amazing art that he did for us on our Blue Sky and show him a little bit of love. And finally, a huge shout out to Brad and Holly, our MVP Patreon members. They've been with us since the very beginning and have been extremely supportive right from the start. So thanks so much, you two. We love you a lot. For everyone else, if you'd like to support us, check us out on patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast. You can get early and ad-free episode, as well as a bunch of extra cool stuff like lore dumps. We talk about mechanics. We actually post to the feed quite often there on Patreon. And even cooler, Patreon has a chat function. You can drop us a line anytime. Well, that's it for our episode today. Thanks so much for listening, and we will catch you on the next one. If you want to hear every episode before the public feed, the Patreon is how you do it. $5 a month gets you everything 2 weeks early. The main episodes, the Star Master logs, and even the SWN rules breakdown that Brian records to go with each and every episode. Head on over to patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast, because the next episode is already out.